Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On Wednesday night, as I was preparing for the Ash Wednesday service, I happened to check the news right before I came in to prepare. And I saw that there had been another school shooting. At the time, we weren't sure how many who had been killed or what had exactly happened. And so during the service, we had our Ash Wednesday service of Lent, the beginning of Lent. We talked about cleaning out our closets of our hearts and ourselves. And then the next day, I read the news. And I saw that 17 people had been killed. And then on Friday, I heard the names and I sat and sobbed in my chair as the names of children and teachers were read. And the tears flowed. I don't know these people. And so I talked to a couple of my seminary classmates as we were working at the text and working at our grief and finding what it is that we need to say so that this world that we live in can be changed. And then as I was talking with some of these friends, one of my seminary classmates put on their church sign, "How long will we be silent as children die?" And then I remembered that one of my high school friends, Beth, is a teacher in the county, in the school system of where all these children and teachers were killed. And so I contacted her and went, what can we do? What can we do from here in Ohio? Your grief must be overwhelming. And she said, "Mindy, it's so nice to hear that other places are caring." She said, "My son went to that high school, graduated a few years ago. I taught those students. The ones that hid in the closets, that were scared beyond belief. I know the teachers that were killed." And the young man that came in with his assault rifle, he was crying out for help, and we didn't help. And the parents that have to bury their children, that shouldn't happen. We sent them to school to be safe. And I told Beth that I would share her story this morning. Because the lives are never the same, nor will they be. And as I thought of all of that, and I thought of the text, and that we are in Lent in the wilderness, and I realized I can't be quiet anymore. Too many children and teachers and people are dying in our world. What can I do here in Fairfield County? What will make a difference? And the promise of the rainbow fills my eyes. God's promise is for us all. For the young man who could get a rifle even before he can buy legally alcohol. A young man who is so troubled that no one really noticed. So the only thing he felt he could do in his hate, in his grief inside himself, was to go kill people. What are we teaching that that becomes the answer? My heart breaks. My sister is a third grade teacher. Many of you are teachers or retired teachers. Our children shouldn't have to learn what an active shooter drill is. Our children should not be scared when they go to school. Our parents should not have to stand and kiss their child goodbye, never knowing if they're going to come home again. What world do we live in? And God's promise of the rainbow, that hope is always there. How long will we be silent as children die? So you see, we are in this season of Lent, in this season of a wilderness. What wilderness are we in? Because, you know, our wilderness now in the world in which we live includes assault rifles and children who have to have training in what it means to be active, to have an active shooter in their school system. Even churches are practicing that. This wilderness in which we live includes all of that, as well as the promise of the hope. That promise of the hope that God will not flood our world again. But I can't be silent anymore. You might not like what I decide that I need to do as myself, and you might like it, I don't know. But I can't be silent as more children die. That's the hope of God that I keep struggling with. God's hope is the promise of the rainbow. God's hope is that we are loved no matter what. So I'm writing my congresspeople all the time now. Please let that hope stand up. I'm not a very political person, never have been, probably never will be. But I can't, in good conscience, stand and not stand up for what is right. So we need to make sure that those who have mental health issues can get the help that they need, and that it's not a stigma. It's the same. A mental health issue is an illness, just like cancer. And I need to write to my congresspeople for gun control. Not to get rid of guns, but for gun control, so that it is harder for 19-year-olds to get assault weapons. I can't be silent anymore because I'm crying in the wilderness. And the promise is the promise of the hope of God. You see, we live in a world that sometimes we just say, oh, it's just another thing. That's becoming too complacent. 18 school shootings since the beginning of January. Not all of them had people who died, but 18 school shootings. The text tells us God's promise is a promise of hope. The text tells us that we are in the wilderness like Jesus in this season of Lent. Will you join me in not being silent anymore?
If we just talk of thoughts and prayers, and don't live out a faith that dares, and don't take on the ways of death, our thoughts and prayers are fleeting breath. If we just dream of what could be, and do not build community, and do not seek to change our ways, our dreams of change are false displays. If we just sing of doing good and don't walk through our neighborhood to learn its hope, to ease its pain, our talk of good is simply vain. God, may our prayers and dreams and songs lead to a faith that takes on wrongs, that works for peace and justice too, and will our prayers bring joy too.